Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show.
Super excited to have you. You may notice I am not in my typical place. How do I turn on the chat, baby? I'm actually in a Starbucks with, oh, wait. The lovely Natalie. We're going to turn on the chat so I can hang out with you guys. So today we're going to talk about one of my super favorite things. And you might hear my energy is a little lower. It's not actually low. I'm actually at Starbucks. I'm trying not to be that guy that's making a huge, you know, mess of everything, talking with everybody. Natalie's trying to get the chat working, but we're just going to stop it. There we go. All right, cool. All right, so I'm back. I am so excited to talk to you. This is probably going to be one of my favorite, one of my favorite podcasts or lives or video, depending on where you're catching us, because I am actually on vacation or just about to start my vacation, and I wanted to start by doing one of my favorite things, which is hanging out with you guys. So we're going to do that, and the cool part about this is once we're done hanging out, I am going to stop hanging out with you guys, and our employees are going to run the whole daggum company while me and the lovely Natalie, aforementioned, we're coming to a marriage retreat at Glen Eyrie by the Navigator. Super cool thing we did when we were first married, and we're 8 years in or 9 years in, 8 years later, and we're going back. So that's what we're doing. But I wanted to make sure I talked about how to take a vacation from your cleaning company while I was on vacation, i.e. at the Starbucks. The plan was to actually do this from Glen Eyrie. We're staying at a super cool castle that's super fun, but our plane got delayed, so we couldn't make it in time. You're stuck at the Starbucks. So the thing I want to ask you to start this thing is, when is the last time you took a vacation? TJ says, speak really quick. Well, we got the Aussies in the house listening. Fantastic. So the problem is, so many of the people that I coach, and again, me for a long time, never took a vacation. And when you do take a vacation, it was short, it was not relaxing, right? We just worked from a hotel room somewhere different, and we didn't spend time with the important people in our lives. We just spent a lot of money to work from a different location. TJ says, free drinks on me. Absolutely. If you guys can get here while this broadcast happens, drinks are on me. I'll buy anything you want. I'm somewhat caffeinated, so this should be a party. All right, so the reality is so many owners of cleaning companies can't remember, and feel free to put in the chat or reach out. Yeah, when the last time you took a vacation was. The problem is so many people believe that they can't take a vacation. They don't see the cost. And the cost of not being able to take a vacation is massive. Congratulations to Kylie taking a vacation. Going back to her honeymoon anniversary, her honeymoon destination. So funny, Natalie and I came here for our first anniversary. Now it's our ninth and we're coming back. So get at it, Kylie. The problem is not only does it take away the freedom from you, so many of us got into the owning our own business, the entrepreneurial gig here, because we wanted time and money freedom. And then we found our business actually took freedom. So that can suck the life out of us really quick when we kind of got into this and fell in love with our business, but then we found it's not giving us the time or money freedom that we got into. It can kill relationships, right? When we've got kids or wives or husbands or just family that depends on us, and they just know, oh, if we go on vacation, you know, Mike's going to be in his room, you know, constantly on the phone. We're never going to get to hang out with him. Everyone kind of works around that. And a lot of times we think, oh, my wife understands or my kids understand, and they do understand, but that doesn't mean it doesn't break their hearts or really damage the relationship. And so many of us got into the business to be able to serve and be better husbands and better wives and better parents. And we make excuses for ourselves and our business when we don't do that and we actually get worse. So we want to make sure that we're prioritizing this business is actually serving us and we are firmly in control, as opposed to it us serving it and just jumping and doing whatever it wants, whenever it wants, for as long as it wants, no matter who it hurts. And ultimately, the sad irony of it is lack of vacation is what's going to kill your ability to actually run your company. Jack Welch talked about how he'd take a month or two long sabbatical every couple of years. And so many of my best ideas and the very successful people I know get their best ideas and their biggest inspiration when they're on vacation. So we don't take vacations thinking it's going to help our business. And the reality, it tends to kill it. So, and you know, short term, maybe we can get away with it. Like, oh, if I don't sleep, I can grow my business. Well, maybe for a day, but 17 days in when you drop dead, obviously not good for you, not good for your business. So let's talk about how to do that. Before we start, I want to let you know, this vacation stuff is, there's two ways to do it, with or without employees. We're constantly talking about the value of having employees, and if you don't have employees, you have a job. This is where it comes up, right? If I didn't have employees to run the company while I was gone, well, we would be shut down. So if you were at a place where you can't afford, you need the money, right? The problem with not having employees is you don't really have a business, you have a job. So when you go on vacation, that's fine. That's great. I still think you should. But you know as well as I do, we stop getting paid, right? And it sucks because vacations are not known for being cheap. So we're spending a bunch of money on vacation while we're not earning money. It's just a double whammy. So it's really nice. Some of the beautiful Jason's loving the earbuds. Glad we could impress you with our high-tech technology. So the reality is vacations are so – and Jay, speaking to Jason, this guy, one of our Millionaire Mastermind guys, came down for the Millionaire Mastermind thing, which is only, I don't know, 3 days, I think. And he was here for 2 or 3 weeks on for spring break, which is fantastic. Good to see you, Omar. So the reality of the situation is if we don't have employees, we have a job, and when we take a vacation, which we still should, it's going to cost us a ton. So we want to make sure we get to the point where we can take a vacation and our income isn't impacted at all, right? We're going to make exactly the same amount. It says system stream quality has been lowered because the internet connection was not fast enough. So Starbucks is throttling me. My apologies if my internet is bad or the video sucks. We'll do the best we can. You podcast people don't care at all because you're like, everything's good with me, Mike. So we want to make sure that we have employees, we can take vacation, it doesn't affect our income. Heather says she's so nervous to go on a vacation. Let's dive into how we go on a vacation, how you make sure that this happens. So first and foremost, the big thing that we tell ourselves that is not true is I have to be available all the time when I'm on vacation, right? We kind of make this deal with ourselves. Well, I'll go on vacation, but I'll take my cell phone, I'll take my computer. The reality is, for us really to relax, the whole goal of the relationship is to relax. And to be able to do that, we have to disconnect for a little while. And for me, it actually takes a day or two, right? Like, I'm hanging out with you guys and I'm loving it. But I'm not doing anything after this. And today, this is Thursday. Friday, I'll probably still be almost relaxed. And by Saturday, I'll be all in, right? So, and that kills it if we're constantly doing emails and texts and getting on the computer and checking Facebook and blah, 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 blah. That'll just kill your ability to disconnect. And it really makes your vacation not effective. So the way that we do this is we want to start planning before we go. Hey, Marie, good to see you. We're going to start planning before we go. And the way we do that is we limit our availability, both to customers and employees, all the time. That should be a natural state of affairs, right? If our employees or customers, when they have a problem or anything, a question, they call you and you put on your Superman cape or Superwoman cape, that's a problem, right? So we want to make sure that we're boxing time and limiting, right? As much as I love you guys, you can call our number, but I don't pick it up, right? And there's times I respond to emails and I get back with you. And when I'm with you guys, I'm all in with you guys. I'm not with my family. When I'm with my family, as much as I love you all, this weekend retreat I'm going to have with Natalie, as much as I love you guys, won't be thinking about you. I'll be all in with my bride. So we want to make sure that we're boxing time day to day in our business. So when we do go on vacation, our customers, our employees are already used to working without us, right? And the beautiful thing is, when you start boxing time, two things happen magically. One, they start being more selective about when they call and ask a question because they know, well, Mike's not going to get back to me until, I like to do it once a day, right? Like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, just about when I'm done, or 8 in the morning, just when I'm getting started. But Mike's not going to get back to me until then. And what happens is half the stuff, 80% of the stuff, they figure out on their own. All of a sudden, they magically solve their own problems. So when you call them back, like, oh, we figured it out. And eventually, if you're diligent, they'll just stop calling you and they'll just start figuring it out, which is exactly what we want. And the trick of this is you have to be vigilant. What we don't want, I get with this with people I coach, is like, well, I didn't pick up my phone, so then they texted me, and I didn't answer my text, so they texted me again, and they called me again, and I picked up the phone because I was worried it was an emergency. All that's doing is training your employees to call you 7 times and really bother you as opposed to just one. Even if it is emergency, we got to get out of that, right? So if somebody's pissed off, if your building's on fire, they should call the fire department, right? And if somebody's pissed off, you'll have to deal with it when they deal with it. And obviously, I understand that sometimes we have customers that need, prospects that we need to deal with sooner than later so we don't lose a sale. That's fine. You just don't have to be the one dealing with it. So we want to have systems and processes in place so the business doesn't depend on you. So when you leave, nothing really changes. The next fear is, man, when I go on vacation, I'm afraid my employees are going to turn the whole thing into a parking lot, right? because I don't have this big fancy handbook that answers every question that needs to happen. If I just had the handbook, then I can go on vacation. Couldn't be farther from the truth for two reasons. One, it's not going to be a handbook anyway, right? First of all, the handbook couldn't be comprehensive. There is always a new thing coming up that you've never dealt with before. That's part of the fun of business is there's always a new problem. There's always a new challenge. There's always something to discover and learn. So there is no handbook that covers everything. And second, if it did, it would be this massive thing that would be thousands of pages long. And I promise you, your cleaners, your employees, your managers are not going to, like, you know, sift through this big handbook while they're on site and try and figure it out. So first of all, the handbook's not going to help it because they're going to ignore it anyway. And second of all, we want the right employees that share your core values that so they're doing what they want to be doing anyway, right? So when you leave, if you've got the wrong employees, you can give them all the handbook in the world, but they're thinking the boss is gone, I can slack off, I'm going to do what I want, and they're going to do the things that they want. The beautiful thing is when you hire based on core values, you have people that share the beliefs that you have, and they'll be doing what they want anyway, right? They love, for me, the people we work with, both of them, as customers and employees, love having fun and making money and being real and helping out. So when I leave, I don't have to micromanage them. They're going to have fun, make money, be real, and help out either way, right? So the reality is we really want to run the company based on core values. And I've said over and over and over again on this podcast, these videos, that my employees knew they could spend money, they could hire and fire, they could make just about any decision for the company as long as they could justify that it was having fun, making money, being real, and helping out. And I've never had anyone make a catastrophic decision based on that. The only time there's ever been a problem is when they stepped outside of that. But the reality is if that's what they already believe, I don't have to convince them to act a way that isn't them. I get to encourage them to act the way that they want to act because it's already what they believe. So the reality is a handbook's never going to run your company. Core values and culture is going to run your company. And that's when we talk about high-value work, working on your company, not in it. Really, the two big things I want to see you guys doing that's going to add the most value is building a culture, which is really living the core values and encouraging that and making sure that everyone that's in your company has those core values and building systems. Those are really the two things that you can do once and get paid indefinitely, right? If I do payroll or a training or a hiring or all this other stuff that may be good or may be bad or cleaning something, God forbid, you just have to do it again, right? So you only get paid when you work. But when I build a system, I can walk away and go on vacation. The system keeps paying. If I build a culture, a company of people that share the values that I have, I can walk away and those companies are around the company. Or those people, those core value matched people that are loving what they're doing and love being part of the community, they're going to run the company without me. So another crazy thing that is not going to serve you is that belief of, oh, my employees have to see me working harder than anyone, right? I have to be there earlier. I have to leave later. If I go on vacation, they're going to be pissed that they're having to work. That is a good indicator that the culture is sour. The problem with your culture. Believe it or not, I used to think that, right? I was always like, well, I got to be the first one there. I got to be the last one. I got to set an example. I got to work hard. But the reality is none of my core value was never work hard or work too hard, right? It was to have fun and to make money, to be real and help out. So I realized, I learned when I did leave, when I did go on vacation, I had the right employees. They were actually proud that I could go on vacation. Mike, quit calling me. Go have fun. They were just so supportive because we shared the core values. So, typically, that either you've got the wrong employees, if they're like, you better be here, you better do this work and all that sort of stuff, that's the wrong employees. Or if you've got the right employees, it's the wrong belief on your part, right? You're making this stuff up and it's just not the reality. So make sure that we kill that belief. And if you've got the right culture, not only they're going to be proud and tell each other, oh, Mike's trying to be on vacation. Don't call him. Don't do anything. They're going to start protecting you. So as long as you train and you've got the right core values, you're good to go. And I've just noticed in this light, I feel like my face looks a little bit like an old catcher's mitt. But so here, I'm just going to have me talk. And see, Natalie still looks good. Any light, any camera, any angle. Apparently, if I'm not in my little thing with my background, I'm suddenly 73 years old. So my apologies to the video folks that you don't have the usual charming debonair Mike you're used to. And for the podcast folks, just trust me, it's not good. I get this harsh overhead light. It's a mess. Luckily, I'm in Colorado and have a good time. So, and again, I've got the pretty wife, so life's good. All right. So last thing I want to make sure we get into is this feeling that I can't take a vacation until everything's perfect. I've got to make everything ready before I go. I have to wait for the perfect time. The reality of the situation, certainly if you've got employees that share your core values, you've already trained them that you're only available certain times. The reality of the situation is there is never a perfect time to do it. And the secret, because I my construction company, Natalie, we traveled like a year and I was probably there 20, 30 days maybe. And we ran the whole thing. I'm looking over here. That's where she is, by the way, if you're wondering who I'm speaking to. That'd be lovely, Natalie. We traveled for the whole year. We ran the whole thing with a 10-minute daily huddle. And it ran great. And people would ask me, what was the secret? How did you do it? How'd you pull it off? I'm going to tell you the secret right now. The secret was I left. That's it. The timing wasn't perfect. I just left. I stopped showing up. And guess what? I had great employees and they figured stuff out. So the beautiful thing is the right employees are going to live up to the challenges that you set. But if you treat them like idiots, they're going to dumb down, right? So when an employee calls with a dumb question or easy question they can figure out and you answer for them, they're going to go, oh, great. I will call Mike or the owner, whoever, and he'll solve every problem and wipe my bottom and tell me it's going to be okay and pat my head and hold my hand. But when an employee calls and you go, I don't know, what do you think the best way is for you to make money, have fun, be real and help out? They start eventually going, well, Mike's just going to say the same thing every time. He's going to ask me about the core values. And they start saying, well, I don't need to call Mike. I can just do it on my own, which is fantastic. And then when you leave, that's exactly the thought process that you want. So there's never going to be a perfect time. At some point, you're just going to leave. And the way to do it is just to leave. And feel free to do a test run. Some people in the chat have said, oh, I've got a wedding I'm going to, or it's going to be a couple weeks, or, you know, I've got to go. Well, start by just taking a day off, right? Just leaving, saying, and tell everyone, I will be here Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you'll still be in town. Well, actually, the first thing you're going to do is you want to start limiting the access to you so they get used to only talking to you or being able to email or text or phone calls or whatever, however they get a hold of you, they get used to only being able to do that half hour to an hour a day. And then when you go out of town, and I don't mind working half hour, an hour a day. I don't want that constant emails and texts where you're checking and you're stressed out. For me, my perfect thing is I like, because I love you guys so much, I don't mind working an hour to a day, just because I love it, right? If I sit on a beach and do nothing all day, I'll go nuts. But I'm still boxing it. So if you want to go on vacation, you're like, hey, within this little boxed time, I'm going to do a little bit of work. As long as you don't have to stress out, that's fantastic. But what you don't want is that constant pinging where I'm always on my phone. I'm always doing this. I'm always doing that. So you want to start doing that right now while you're there. And then just one day, don't go into the office. And that same half hour that you give them in the morning to return all your calls, catch up with your customers, employees, if that's it. You just don't show up at the office. You don't do anything else other than that. And again, the beauty is once you start working on your business as opposed to in your business, this becomes just a natural state of being. So I think we've covered most everything. The big thing I want to give you is when it's time to go, just go. Even if they're not ready, because they're never going to be ready, right? Like if we waited at the perfect time I had a kid, the earth would stop spinning because there would be no humans in existence. So just like there's no perfect time to have a kid, there's no perfect time to have a business. If you would, and again, I'm doing the best that I can in the time that we've got to help give you guys what I've done to run several multi-million dollar business without having to be there in the little time that we've got. But obviously, we can only do so much in the short little time and where it's just me talking to you guys. If you would like more help, if you would like to build this business, your cleaning company in a way that you can take vacations, you can work on your business. So, because the beautiful thing about taking vacations is twofold. One, if you're working 100% on your business and none in it, there's only two things you're doing. You're either working on it, which is building systems and culture and things that you do once and get paid on forever, great. Or when you go on vacation, you don't do any work. But the beautiful thing about the kind of working on your business project, they don't need you. So if I have to clean and I stop cleaning, everything stops. But if I'm trying to build a culture and I'm trying to build systems and I stop building those for a week because I go on vacation, nothing happens. The company continues to run. So believe it or not, setting your company up to be able to take vacations is really good for the company, whether you ever take a vacation. And you absolutely should be able to do that. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get everyone in the chat's got to get me. I'm going to have to let Natalie run the chat because I'm trying to read the chat and talk and I'm just not that bright and I haven't had enough caffeine just yet, but I'm working on it. So the reality is what's best for your company is to set it up where you're only doing on the business stuff. So we're not doing any of the in the business stuff because the in the business stuff, which is the low wage stuff, is what's going to keep you from leaving your business. The on the business stuff, the projects that I'm working on are all going to get done. I can pick them up and set them down anytime, but the laundry, the payroll, the cleaning, all that stuff's got to be done or it's not going to happen. So that's going to be the big thing. If you would like my help with that, we have all of our resources at growmycleaningcompany.com. I would always start with the free masterclass we did, which is going to talk about all the systemization that we do. And it's in a much tighter format where it's not live. And I'm just trying to give you some ideas and it covers everything as opposed to just that specific thing. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com. I would sign up for that masterclass right now. It's totally complimentary. At the end, if you still need more help, we give you a way to do that. That's also complimentary. So we try to give you so much value so we can really help this community grow. Parents have time with kids. Entrepreneurs flex their entrepreneurial muscles as opposed to cleaning and doing payroll and all that nonsense. So we are honored to be able to serve you. Love you guys. I'm going to go on my vacation. Maybe we'll post some pictures or something, but I won't be doing any Facebook Live, so we'll get back on Tuesday. You guys are the best. Can't wait to see you on Tuesday. And that's it. Go, feel free to reach out and let me know what subjects you want next, and share stories of you going on vacations that worked or didn't work, and we'll help you any way we can. That's it, guys. Have a great week.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.